This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Japanese beetles feed on over 300 species of plants. Recent conditions, warm, sunny weather, have adults feeding on leaves, flowers, and wounded or mushy fruit. Squash bugs are also showing up and need to be treated while they're small. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd discusses how to control Japanese beetles and squash bugs. Raymond, one of the things we're seeing are Japanese beetles.
Yeah, Jeff, the adults are out feeding on just about everything that they find to their taste. Virginia creeper, they feed on roses, obviously. Tilia cordata, lily linden is one of their favorite plants, but they feed on over 300 different plant species. The problem is the way to deal with them. The adults, basically, you have two options. One is spraying, applying an insecticide, or removing by hand. Removing by hand may not be practical because of the number, but the recommendations now are using insecticides. These are mostly pyrethroids, carbaryl 7, and others. The problem with these materials are they're very broad spectrum. They kill everything. And so what can happen is if you spray too often, that is like twice a week or three times a week, you can actually stimulate outbreaks of other pests. And one of the common ones we run into is two-spotted spider mite, because your sprays will kill the predatory mites that manage those populations. But when you apply these broad spectrum insecticides, kills the predatory mites and the two-spotted spider mites, now I have a free-for-all. And so that occurs later in the summertime. However, there are no options other than that. So we recommend if you're going to spray, spray in the morning when the beetles are less active, or in the evening. Avoid spraying in the afternoon when the bees are active, especially honeybees and bumblebees. And if you can do hand removal, that would also help. Because when the Japanese beetle adult feeds on a plant, the plant gives off these we call herbivore-induced volatile compounds that lure more Japanese beetles, and then the Japanese beetle adults also release an aggregation pheromone that attracts others, and the plant just gets overwhelmed. And at that point, there's really not much you can do. You'll just see the typical skeletonized leaves, flowers that have been denuded, and there really isn't much you can do at that point.
Also seeing squash bugs.
Squash bugs are out in force right now. Let me explain this insect. The squash bug overwinters as an adult in debris and leaf litter. So the adults are out right now. They're mating, and now they're laying their famous red eggs on the leaf undersides. Sometimes they'll lay them on the top side of the leaf if it gets too crowded, but they are in full force. I've seen adults. I've seen the fifth instar nymphs, which are the gray ones, and I've seen some substantial damage on some squash plants. You'll see sort of a whiting, a silvering appearance. If you look in the leaf, you'll see the nymphs feeding at this point. We'll one to maybe two generations a year. The issue is that everything's on the leaf underside. So let's go through number one. You can squish the eggs with your hands, or you can apply like a mineral-based oil to kill the eggs, but it has to come in contact with them. So after that, when the nymphs emerge from the eggs, you can spray or squish them or vacuum them up. And then when the adults are present, that's when it becomes more difficult with an insecticide, because the cuticle or the skin of the insect is very waxy and the insecticide rolls off of them. So it's either hand-picking or vacuuming. The target stage for we call the mineral-based oils is the eggs and the nymphs. We might classify the weak link in the chain in terms of dealing with this insect squash bug. At the end of the season, be sure to remove all your debris plant material, because that's how they're going to overwinter. You will see nymphs and adults present simultaneously going into like pumpkin season.
Yeah, it is an active time, isn't it?
It is an active time because insects and mites are cold-blooded, so they respond favorably to the temperatures. However, the brutal temperatures we are seeing even slows them down, because they do have an optimum where they says, you know, I'm going to shut her down. This is too hot, just like we're doing, yeah. But right now we have our newsletter. It comes out once a week. We have extension fact sheets. Like I said, we have them on Japanese beetle, squash bug, and bagworms. So we have all this, and we also have extension faculty individuals that can help answer questions regarding not just the insects we've talked about, but there are other insects and mites that are active right now. You know, two-spotted spider mites feeding on green beans and some other insects too.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with options for controlling Japanese beetles and squash bugs. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.